This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Myanmar's ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi has made a court appearance in person for the first time since the military arrested her February 1st. Her lawyer said that Suu Kyi met with them before Monday's hearing. She faces several charges that her supporters say are attempts to discredit her and legitimize the military's takeover. Her previous court appearances were by video link, and she could not meet with the lawyers in person. Her lawyer said that Suu Kyi conveyed a message of well-being for Myanmar's people and that her political party would stand by them. They also met with Myanmar's ousted president, Win Myint, who was a defendant on some of the charges. A top U.S. commander says that as the United States scales back its military presence across the Middle East to focus on great power competition with China and Russia, it risks giving those two countries a chance to fill the gap and expand their influence around the Gulf. Marine General Frank McKenzie has been traveling through the Middle East over the past week and has fielded a persistent question from the military and political leaders he's seen. They want to know if the U.S. is still committed to their country and the region and what more support they can get. McKenzie is a top U.S. military commander for the Middle East. Israeli police escorted more than 250 Jewish visitors Sunday to a Flashpoint holy site in Jerusalem, where clashes between police and Palestinian protesters helped trigger a war in Gaza, according to the Islamic Authority overseeing the site. The 11-day conflict between Israel and Gaza's militant Hamas rulers came to a fragile halt Friday, but left behind immense ruin in Gaza, including hundreds of homes and have been completely destroyed and many more that were badly damaged. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Officials and survivors say the volcanic eruption in Congo and the ensuing chaos have killed at least 15 people and that more than 500 homes have been destroyed. The UN Children's Agency said Sunday that the eruption of Mount Nyiragongo on Saturday night sent around 5,000 people in the city of Goma fleeing across the nearby border in Rwanda, while another 25,000 others sought refuge to the northwest. More than 170 children were still feared missing, and UNICEF officials said they were organizing transit centers to help unaccompanied children in the wake of the disaster. Goma ultimately was largely spared the mass destruction it suffered the last time the volcano erupted, back in 2002. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Sunday that the United States strongly condemns Belarus for forcing a Ryanair flight carrying a wanted opposition activist, Roman Protasevich, from Greece to Lithuania to land in the Belarusian capital, Minsk. Lithuania's president also called for sanctions against Belarus on Sunday if the country did not release the activists detained by authorities after his flight was diverted. The Ryanair plane that he was on was forced to divert to Minsk in order for Belarus to detain him, drawing criticism from across Europe. Italian authorities are trying to determine what caused the cable car to plummet to the ground, resulting in at least 14 deaths. A young child was also hospitalized in serious condition with broken bones. Six of the dead were Israeli citizens, including a family of four who lived in Italy. That's according to the Israeli Foreign Ministry. It was not clear if the other couple was related. The Stresa mayor said it appeared that a cable broke, sending the car careening until it hit a pylon, then fell to the ground. Nearly 5 months after being deployed to the U.S. Capitol to help quell the January 6th insurrection, National Guard troops were set to leave and turn over security of the area to the U.S. Capitol Police. Guard troops, their mission ending Sunday, were expected to be leaving on Monday. A person familiar with the plan told the Associated Press that person was not authorized to discuss the plan by name and requested anonymity. The Pentagon announced earlier in the week that an extension of the Guard presence of more than 2,100 troops had not been requested. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.